but nice and loud.
A very clever possum.
You'll have to be louder and lean forward.
A very clever possum. A very clever possum. One night I woke up, bang, 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 thump, thump, thump. Something was on our roof. What's that icon? It's just a possum dancing on the roof, said Dad. I lay awake for a while, listening to the possum. At last it was quiet, I could get back to sleep. In the morning our neighbour was in his garden. This is my favourite rose bush, said Mr. Lees. That possum has eaten the new stoops. I heard the possum last night. I said it was dancing on our roof. Well, it won't be dancing for long. Won't be dancing on the roof for long, said Mr. Lees. I'm going to set a trap for it. Mr. Lees put fruit and vegetables in the trap. It had under it rose bush. When the possum creeps into the trap to get the food, said Mr. Lees, he poked a stick into the trap, rang the door slam shut, breaking the stick. That night I heard the wind singing in the trees. I heard the branches of the trees dancing on our roof. I didn't hear the possum. The next morning I ran over to look at the trap. From Mr. Lee's shaking his head from side to side, I looked into the trap. The food had gone, but the trap had not shut this. That's a very clever possum, said Mr. Lees. I'll have to try again. And he did. Night after night, he put food in the trap. Each morning, the food was gone, and the trap was empty. After a while, Mr. Lees stopped using the trap. He just put the food out. And do you know what? The possum never touched his rose.